Well, get ready for a lot of memories, actually pretty recent memories, as the four championships turned in, conference championships turned in by USF Athletics this year all came in the spring. Stood to reason because of all the sports that were moved to the spring. We pretty much had everything going on then. So in order, get ready to hear women's basketball, which of course turned in the double title with both the American Athletic Conference regular season and tourney championships. The Wild home game against UCF, full highlights coming your way, followed by, yes, in Fort Worth, Texas, another Wild game against the Knights. The Bulls, as you know, would go on to, well, stay in Texas, San Antonio and Austin specifically for the NCAA tournament. We're not going to play highlights of those games. We're just going to stick to the championship clinchers here. So they would win against Washington State and give top-seeded NC State a battle before losing in the second round. Then the women's soccer team would take down Memphis to earn the number one seed and conference title for the regular season, and then destroy Cincinnati at home 4-0. You'll hear those clips here shortly before making the NCAA tournament, also losing in their second round matchup against a very strong top 10 opponent in Texas A&M. And then finally, of course, recently, the baseball team, which did not win the regular season title. It was the sixth seed, but as you know, took down UCF in a thriller in the final. And then, yeah, it counts as a championship when you win the regional. We'll have some of those highlights for you as well. Enjoy.
Over to Harvey. They collapse on her out there. That's how that side of the zone works. A good swing pass to Chenecki, and she drops it down. That's what it's got to be about. Sydney Harvey with a masterful look, and Chenecki making the open shot, 8-3.
Again, Harvey driving at the zone, right? The zone has to play her when she drives at it. They've got to collapse on her. That if the three-point shooters do what Chenecki do, move along the arc and get open, they'll find you.
4:10 to go, first quarter. Lofted pass to the free throw line, and Gaucher right out to Sydney Harvey. She is wide open, and she knocks it down. The Bulls are going into the post, and they get it out to an open shooter. They found a secret to this UCF defense, and it's an 11-3 lead. Maria Alvarez fakes her defender, goes up for a floater, and one! What a shot by Maria off the glass while she was being hacked. 15-5, and a chance for one more. Pinzon has Alvarez, but shakes her defender. Lefty layup is good. Looked away and drove in, and the Bulls are looking all good right now. It is 27-9. UCF has to call its second timeout of the day. Almost traveling is Lewis, but Pinzon out on her step
That's
back
nice
three.
Step
that looked
back.
Much better, absolutely. Yeah. And she stares right at. Hey, you're losing 28-12. Maybe don't stare at the opponent just yet. And almost falling down is Pinzon out to Harvey. She looks to drive
what
two out
happening?
Of control drives. Harvey on her bottom out to Benunga. Wide open Pinzon for a three. Just how they planned it. Two players fell down. Another one passed it from her backside. And Eliza Pinzon sticks the three against the great defense of the Knights. It's 31-12.
I'm so glad Pinzon hit that after Lewis just stared her down.
And Lewis with two players on her, so she might have just bought herself some tough defense. A drifted shot, but it goes off Rodriguez's head on the rebound. She heads it up to Sydney Harvey, who heads up the court. Drop to Pinzon. Over to Brabi for a three. Good! Christina Vravintsova makes it 5 threes for the Bulls, and it's 34-12 in the last minute of the half. Oh. Kicking around, there's a steal. Do not foul her. Do not foul her. 4 seconds, a three-point shot, and it's good with 2.2 seconds left. Bulls need to get it in bounds. It's 63-62. They get it in bounds to Pinzon, and there's going to be about a second on the clock. 1.6 seconds left. So, wow, they are going to get a look at maybe a half-court three here. I'd say make both free throws, and like you said.
And you should face guard Lewis right here. Just stand right next to her and face guard her.
Absolutely. Harvey is the only player, and the first free throw is good. 64-62, so it's 1.6 seconds left. It's the four players in the lane, and Lewis is the one that wants to be the outlet here. And Sydney Harvey is going to stand in her way. Second free throw is good. So they're going to face guard Lewis.
Two people.
94 feet away, 65-62. Harvey with Lewis sprinting to half court, and she's going to get a look here at the horn. It looks good. Oh, it's off. Barely. Off! The Bulls had them all along. Boy, did UCF battle. But the Bulls win the war. And for the first time in their program history, win a conference championship. They are the regular season champions of the American Athletic Conference. Might have cost me an early trip to the cardiologist. But in the end, and bravo to the Knights for making us sweat it out.
Holy mackerel.
it was worth the harrowing finish. Final score 65-62. Bulls with the first possession. Chenecki whips it around to Harvey. It's going up from the left side, and it's going down. A three-point shot for Sidney Harvey. And again, you got to move the ball against that zone. Manunga foul line, wanted to whip it around. Now he's going to drive on Walker. Pump, step fake, and scores. There you go. Right off the bat, Bulls not afraid to take it inside. Alvarez, they jump out on her. Harvey in the corner. That looks good, and it is. Sidney Harvey is feeling it, folks. 3 for 3 on three. She slaps her hands together. He's wide open for a three. No kidding. She knocks it down again. That ball looked like it was going to float to the right. I've got a pretty good high atop the arena vantage point, but it just sort of snuck inside the right side of the rim. 4 for 4, 18-11. Over to Betty Manunga, better ball handling this time. She falls down, but gets it out to Pinzon, wide open for three, and she knocks it down. The Bulls are 6 for 8 on threes, and again have their largest lead, 29-17. Harvey to Chenecki, wide open, extra pass, knocks it down. They are getting that extra pass and making UCF not look so special on defense. It's 32-17. Harvey on the left side, sort of hovering. Chenecki wants to get it over to her. You can tell she drives. Harvey moves. There's the opening. There's the three. And she knocks it down. Boy, I can see that from up here. And UCF doesn't know what it's looking at. Other than a lot of three-pointers from Harvey, who is smiling as you would be. 35-17. By the way, she's not staring down the opponent. She's just having a good time. Imagine that. The Bulls starting to miss some threes, but Harvey hasn't had a chance here in the quarter. They're well out on her. She has to give it up to Chenecki. 5 on the shot clock. Another spin move. Another tough shot. She's hitting on all cylinders tonight. Elena Chenecki. Chenecki drive. She's been going into the lane and scoring and foul. She does it again. Pins on with a great pass to Chenecki, and she is driving right into the teeth of that defense. Pinzon wants to run. Harvey's getting open, but Pinzon's going to drive instead. Tough shot. And it rims out. But Shea Leverett gets the rebound. Harvey pulls up for three. Good! Sidney Harvey makes her 6-3. And the war on I-4 has the right score. It's 51-27. UCF needs a timeout. UCF ball, 2:49 to go. They've scored 6 in a row. And you can just sense the momentum changing here right now. That ball almost rimmed in by Harvey. Battles, long jumper, good. Now they can't miss. She's clapping her hands and thinking she's on top of the world for her team being down 14, but that's the way this game has flowed right now. Bulls haven't gotten off a shot in their last three possessions, but they still lead it by 10. Brittany Smith back into the game with Manunga on her, making her take some tough moves there, and that is going to be 3 seconds. Yeah, another turnover called against UCF. Elisa Pinzon with another free throw made. She has just been automatic from there. Let's see if she does her fadeaway on this one like she did last night. She has 14 points on 7-7. She does. She looks towards the bench. 64-52. UCF, she's going to try and get off a last shot here. It's not going to matter. Battles scores, but the Bulls again win the war. UCF slumped shoulders. Not quite as cocky. And for the first time in their program history, a conference tournament championship for the USF Bulls. They pull off the conference championship sweep. There can be no questioning who wins this war on I-4 in Fort Worth, Texas. UCF not having any of it over in the corner. Crying. Oh, that's too bad. Critical game. Oh, Nacello with low ball to Kitching. She's got a chance to be in. Nice gatherings, a chance, and it's a goal! Katie Kitching! The pass by Nacello! And she went far post to beat a very good goalkeeper. Great goal. And the Bulls are on top, 1-0. They can be scored on. Vanderbilt got him for 2. Teams not in the SEC, namely the American Athletic Conference, haven't had quite the success, just scoring once against them. It was Temple. Oh, speaking of success, Nacello drives herself into the box. What a great shot and a goal! Sydney Nacello took a touch, and again, you just knew the delivery was going to come from the top of the box. And just as I was saying that Memphis can be scored upon, but had only given up 1 goal to teams in the American Athletic Conference, make it 2. And they get a steal near midfield. And, oh, falling down as a defensive player. There's a chance at a deflection. And knocked away by Cindy Martinez.
It was Larissy with a shot on goal and a deflection. And it was wrong-footing Martinez, and she was still able to punch it away, diving to her right. Save of the game. Ball sent in. Wagner lines it up, gets it out of play. 40 from goal. Spray sends it in. Top of the box, headed well. Memphis is going to see it kicked out of bounds by LeBlanc with 8 seconds left. They're going to try and run over to the side and get the ball in. The throw in with three. They throw it backwards. There's no way that's going to work. And indeed, the USF Bulls hold on. Still haven't allowed more than one goal in a game. But they get it done against a very dangerous foe this time. And hand Memphis its first loss in conference play, and the Bulls are still undefeated. 7-0-1, 6-0 in conference play, and no matter what happens the rest of the way, the Bulls are the number one seed for the conference tournament.
They are definitely the champs. Deitch, he sends it over to the left to Paula Liebert, who has a chance to run in towards the penalty box. Low pass to DeSilla, touches it into the penalty box, crosses it over and in to the net!
Went right for the goal, and the Bulls are on top.
So a chance here for the Bulls, and it was all created once again by Sydney Nocello, and she can give the Bulls a commanding lead with the score here. Goes left and in!
Boy, a good effort by Rexford, but low and to the left. And Nocello with her first two-goal game of the season.
Well, this was certainly dominating. As the Bulls get an early goal from Sidney Nocello, just the second team to score in the first half on Cincinnati all year. And they kept on scoring, and they are the champions.
The USF Bulls,
decidedly the best in the American Athletic Conference, taking out surprise finalist Cincinnati 4-0.
So the count full now on Cantu. He's driven in 32 this year. Jones with a look to second, now comes to the plate. This ball's hit the opposite way, and it's hit well to left. It's over Ruiz's head, and it's over the wall. It's out of here. Daniel Cantu, an opposite field two-run homer, and the Bulls have taken the lead in the championship game.
Here's the one-on-one pitch. Hogan drills that to left field, going back on his Ruiz, still going back, and that is going to sail out of here. Showing off some opposite field power today.
Yeah, UCF has hit the ball hard, but the Bulls can do the same. They get the lead back up to a half dozen. It's 7-1.
Oh, yeah. Got to hear that.
One ball, two strikes. 8-7 Bulls. Fly ball, shallow right field. Cantu going in. He makes the catch. The USF Bulls are the champions of the American Athletic Conference at the expense of UCF. The Bulls are going to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2018 as USF wins 8-7 to win their first ever conference tournament in the American. A shallow fly ball to Daniel Cantu in right field ends it, and the Bulls are champions. The improbable run, 4-1 in the conference tournament, 28-27 overall, and the Bulls and Billy Moll are going to postseason.
Ethan Wilson is good. Grounds it. Riley Hogan gets into first base. He's going to run to the back and run the Bulls into the Super Regionals. Believe it. They're going crazy out there, as they should. Bulls win it by the score of 6-4,
and they are stockpiling dog piles at the right time of the year. History made by USF, and they are indeed not done yet.
Tampa Bay indeed, and the USF Bulls also got a fourth from men's golf, winning the conference tournament in Brooksville. The guys would go on to the NCAA tournament as well. It was fun bringing it all to you. Next week, no games to recap, so we'll just keep going with whatever news is happening during the course of the summer months. We'll do Bulls Beat 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Sharp.